Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
As we said in the video piece leading up to this, one of my favorite all-time people in the planet is here with us. Her name is Kat Rocketship, and she is representing one of my all-time favorite kind of things for this time of the year. No, it's not Santa Claus music, but it is Market Day Iowa. Hey, Kat, how you doing?
I'm doing real well. Thanks.
Good to have you back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You look so different. What's going on?
Is it the new glasses?
It is the new glasses. You and Tyler are sharing the same thing. Yeah. So how did that happen, Tyler? I mean, you know, she walked in the door, and you said, I have those glasses.
Yeah. They're not just like similar, the exact same glasses. Different prescription, I'm guessing. But now if we find out it's the same prescription.
That is freaky.
Yeah. It's a full moon or something. Yeah.
And kind of the same hairdo going on, too.
Yeah.
I didn't wear my flannel today, though. I almost did.
Yeah, it's flannel season. Yeah.
Once we go flannel, you don't go back. It's that way. All right. We would have more fun just chatting about all kinds of other things, but let's get to business, shall we?
All right.
Market Day is coming up. When?
Yeah, we've got it coming up on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And this is going to be back at Capitol Square?
Yeah, downtown Des Moines. Yeah,
all right. So for folks who are not cool...
like us.
Like, exactly. Yeah. For folks who are not cool or have similar glasses or haircuts, explain what Market Day Iowa is.
Yeah. Market Day is, it's like going to Etsy in real life. So it's shopping handmade arts and crafts goods, but stuff with kind of a modern, edgier twist than like your standard craft show. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not your grandmother's macrame.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There are some grandmothers there, and we have had macrame before. So not to, like, leave grandma out, but it's definitely a little bit different than the traditional craft
show. Yeah, it is. And what I really get a kick out of is seeing how people – and this is such a hot thing – how they repurpose all kinds of things, from doorknobs to brooches to your grandmother's brooch, for crying out loud.
Yeah, lots of, like, upcycling. That's really big.
Upcycling.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah,
I call it recycling. But, upcycling because you get junk in and you up the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
My friend Andrew Kingsbury, who runs Decadence Jewelry, it's almost 100% upcycled. Sometimes other jewelry, but a lot of times just junk. Like he takes the labels from old lockers and then makes them into cool cuff bracelets and things like that, and combines them with leather and other findings and other like junk that he's picked and makes totally new stuff out of it.
So, very nice.
Yeah.
And how many vendors you think you're going to have?
We will have 76.
Wow.
Yeah, more than we've ever had by far. Like we opened
and from
up.
How far away?
From where do they come? I don't have a good record this year, but usually we always have Minnesota, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and then, of course, most people are from Iowa.
Right.
But we get people from all over the place.
And when you say it's like Etsy live and in person, it really is, because lots of these individuals have their own thing that they're doing out there.
Yeah.
And then they bring all this stuff to Des Moines.
Yeah.
Any kind of overall theme this year, you think?
Are
you,
there,
you've had music in the past. You've done some other things.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of, like, we have some of the special events. We'll have some photos set up, some opportunity to get your photo taken and things like that. Lots of fun stuff to see and do. Swag bags are back, which is, we have about 100, actually, I think we're 150 bags that are screen printed with a cool design and then stuffed with goodies from our vendors. Some of them are coupons for to save money on stuff, and some of them are free goods like magnets and barrettes, and I've got a little mini booklet that I'm putting in there, and those will be available to our first shoppers in the morning.
Now, one of the things that folks don't perhaps realize is that Market Day happens often.
Yeah.
Not just in November.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for bringing that up. We've got another market. We always have a last-minute Christmas gift shopping market called the Merry Market. And that'll be on December 17th. That's a Sunday. And that'll be at the Hall at the Foundry in West Des Moines.
Oh, nice. Is that a cool place?
Yeah, it's so cool in there. Wow. We went in a few weeks ago to measure it out. And that's always like a kind of like our crafter or holiday office Christmas party, office holiday party.
Yeah, right.
And so we'll have Elf playing on the big screen TV. And,
of course, got to.
Yeah. And just spread some cheer, some holiday cheer.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be at the hall.
Yep, at the hall.
And that's in December.
Okay. Yep.
But this is Market Day on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we like about this is that you can skip the big box and really take a look, because the money that you spend at Market Day really does go back to these communities,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes in the pocket of these artists, which is way cool.
Yeah, we've built a really good community of artists, too, people who are a lot of people do this full-time, and even the people who do this part-time are really talented makers and dedicated not just to their craft but to being a bigger part of the community,
sure,
giving back and teaching and things like that. And that's part of why we keep doing this and keep supporting it, is to draw attention to those folks.
We're visiting with Kat Rocketship, ladies and gentlemen, and she is one of the folks that puts together Market Day on Black Friday this year. And we encourage you to go, because it's a riot. It really is. And it's kid-friendly, too, by the way, so you can go.
We've got kids' activities.
Get out of here.
I had almost forgotten about that. Art Force will be doing... Boy, my teammates arranged this, and I didn't ask what exactly they're doing. Last year they did screen prints, so probably that again, making a craft or something like that.
Or painting a child.
Yeah, totally free. paint your child head to toe. It'll be great. But totally free, and usually the parents have as much fun as the kids.
I would imagine so. Yeah. And this is all happening, by the way, once again, on Black Friday at Capitol Square. Now, you too are an artiste.
Mm-hmm, I am.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I know you draw.
I draw. I draw a lot of skeletons. I draw people.
Yeah, I know.
People,
you totally with that.
People and the skeletons inside them. I've been doing a lot of portraits, but I'm actually kind of back to just skeletons this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Why the skeleton?
I like them. I like macabre things.
So Day of the Dead was a really big thing for you, right?
It is, yeah. I like this touch of darkness in life. I think it lights up the lighter parts of life. I also like the skeleton as a symbol in art, because it's genderless, it's without race. Anybody can kind of see themselves in it without...
Interesting.
Yeah, without going immediately, that's a man and I'm a woman and I don't identify, or vice versa. So
is it appropriate to talk about what you're doing during the day?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
If you're okay with it,
I'm sure I'm okay with that. Are you kidding me? You're talking to one of the supporters.
Yeah.
So you, after all these, and I've known you for years, you got a job.
I got a job,
man. What are you doing?
I've been on my own for almost 10 years, and I took a full-time job working for Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, joining the organizing team there. So
wow.
Yeah.
So you get up and go to work.
I get up and I go to work.
What is with this?
It's bizarre. I
know.
It's really strange.
And you work with people?
I work with people. I think we have 17 people on staff.
Really?
It's like a big family.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of you may know this is Iowa CCI, and Citizens for Community Improvement. Very, very involved in water quality issues, in factory farms, and land issues. What else?
Fighting for living wages, $15 minimum
wage.
Yeah, union
nice.
Rights. We have been behind the push for a welcoming city resolution, which Windsor Heights adopted.
Thank you.
This summer, and which we're working on with Des Moines. And we are also working for single payer health care at a statewide level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe kind of a need for that.
Yeah.
I mean, with as much craziness as health care. Healthcare payments, and it's just nuts.
Yeah, we are the only country in the world that spends as much money as we do on healthcare, and we get a lower grade of care for what we spend. The research is out there that there are all these different forms of, whether it's socialized or nationalized medicine, they all kind of work different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that America's healthcare system is worse than all of the other systems.
For the richest country on the planet, we just can't quite get this thing together. The other thing is paid family leave. I love that one. You know, paid family leave, there's only two countries in the world that don't allow that or have that.
Who's the other one?
Papua New Guinea.
Wow, interesting.
it's just kind of what I know. Anyway, but there's a lot of cool things that go on with Iowa CCI, and you guys are a little rowdy from time to time.
Yeah, we're the rowdy...
You're the rowdy kids.
The rowdy group that I think every movement needs.
Uh-huh,
we're
yeah.
filled with righteous anger.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Back to market day. We won't get angry. Honest to gosh, we don't. But I'm so proud that Kat's got a real job. I mean, that's such an impressive thing. And so market day is happening on Black Friday.
Yep.
And that's just like, whoa, it's a week away.
A week.
Yeah. How long does it take to get ready for this thing?
That's a great question. We really start planning some of the details in like April, mm-hmm. right before the spring event. And then we take applications from artists starting in September. And really that whole time we're working on designing posters and lining up partnerships. And then, of course, my team of three also making all our own stuff, art sure. and jewelry and things yeah. like that, too. So
it is a market day here in Iowa. And by the way, that is on Friday. And on Saturday, all across the United States, it's Shop Small Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, for American Express put this thing together 10 years ago. And so it's hashtag Shop Small. And I know in Windsor Heights, by the way, we are doing that. We've got several businesses and a little passport that people are going to take around. And yeah, it's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah,
so a couple of great projects and a couple of great things to do. Check with your local Chamber of Commerce for a Shop Small Saturday, but also, of course, Market Day on Black Friday at the Capitol Square.
Yeah,
yay.
That covers it.
And go paint a kid.
Yeah, go paint your kids, yeah.
Head to toe. I think that would be just awesome.
It's a good experience.
Yeah, and just, you know, they could stand over in the corner and be a decoration.
Yeah, that'll help everybody out.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They could be quiet.
You're a thinker.
I know. I also have a 9-year-old at home, so I'm thinking about donations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll take they can come and be our extra decor.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kat Rocketship, we're talking about Market Day on Black Friday down at Capitol Square. Go. Just go and be there. All right, we've got to back out of here on account. It is now nigh on to 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every day. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the liaison. No, he's not. He is the program director for the radio stations. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. James Goodlett, he's the fellow that created this music that you're listening to right now exclusively for, by the way, the Business News Hour. Talk about talented people. Jimmy Olson is the voice of insight on Business the News Hour. For all of us, for Kat Rocketship and Ben Jung, who was in earlier talking about the Entrepreneurial Summit that happens on this Saturday, and also when we were talking about adaptive sports with Mike Boone. All of that happened today. If you missed any or all of it will be on the podcast page just a little bit later on. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, we want you to be good to your fellow man. Have a good evening. Good night. The Business News Hour.